There's a family feud brewing among local Democrats over who will be the party's nominee to the new congressional seat centered in Delaware County. Some leading Democrats there worry that a late-coming candidate from South Philadelphia, a small part of the district, could dominate the field on the strength of super PAC spending from union supporters. WHYY's Dave Davies reports that the most influential of the unions has actually been generous to Republicans in Delaware County, increasing tensions in the race.
More than a dozen Democrats are seeking the party's nomination for the seat, mostly from Delaware County, and many have been running since last year. But 32-year-old Rich Laser, a first-time candidate from the Philadelphia wedge of the district, has entered the race late with powerful friends.
Rich Laser believes, as I do, that we must help those in need, that we must stand up to Donald Trump and resist.
That's Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney endorsing Laser, who served as his deputy mayor for labor before resigning a month ago to run for Congress. But Kenney isn't the ally that really matters for Laser. It's unions, especially those in the building trades that have put millions of dollars in some past races into super PACs that wage independent advertising campaigns for their favored candidates. The most influential of these union leaders, John Dougherty, known as Johnny Doc of Electricians Union Local 98, says yes, he expects his union and others will fund an independent effort to help Laser.
I always wanted to make sure that the people in the working community had the same tools available to the, you know, the rich people out there.
But Delaware County Democrats, who've been working to overcome the decades-long domination of Republicans in the county, say Local 98 in particular has been too cozy with the GOP in Delco. A review of campaign finance reports shows they have a point. Over the past 4 years, Local 98 has contributed tens of thousands of dollars to Republican committees in Upper Darby, Ridley Township, Tinicum Township, and Ridley Park, as well as many Republican candidates in Delaware County. All combined, it's just over $500,000. Christine Ruther, chair of the Nether Providence Democratic Committee, says that affects her feelings about Laser.
I am not going to support a candidate whose primary source of backing is from an organization, in this case a labor union, who has pumped over $500,000 into local Republican races.
There's some context here. For years, Republicans held unquestioned dominance over Delaware County, and Pat Iding, president of the Philadelphia AFL-CIO Council, says union leaders have to be pragmatic and make friends with those who can help them.
One thing people have to understand, labor is not a party. And if we feel that there's a Republican that's going to work for us or a Democrat, that's where we're going to put our support.
As for Local 98, it gives around $4 million a year in political donations, and far more of it goes to Democrats than Republicans. Their leader, John Dougherty, says in Delaware County, he's had to work hard to get developers to hire union labor.
Nobody ever gives you work, but they do give you a meeting or two, and they give you access. And if someone's good to you, you know, in return, you're good to them.
And being good to them sometimes means political contributions.
When they ask for money and they ask for things to get done, it's about jobs for us. It means nothing other than jobs.
Christine Ruther says Delaware County Democrats are finally beginning to win local elections, and she wants someone in Congress who will work hard and help candidates raise money to build on that momentum.
I'm really concerned that putting a de facto leader in our party who's got those kinds of ties is going to be better for the Republicans than for the Democratic candidates who are working hard to flip towns and to flip state House seats and to flip state Senate seats.
Laser says he thinks working people in Delaware County and Philadelphia want the same things, and he hopes to find support throughout the district. Whoever prevails in the primary is expected to face much better odds of winning in November than Democrats have in the past. Dave Davies, WHYY News.
And this disclosure, Local 98 represents engineers at WHYY.